This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest has had more than an impressive career. He formed the iconic Split Enz back in 1972 before launching his own solo career in 1983. He's won the OBE, won countless New Zealand Music Awards. He's featured on Crowded House albums as well. Also, he's worked with the likes of Peter Gabriel, Missy Higgins, and New Zealand artist Dave Dobbin and Bec Runge. He's headlining the upcoming Between the Bays Music Festival next month. Very honoured to be speaking to fellow Kiwi Tim Finn. Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora, Leo. How's it going?
I'm really well. Now, Tim, where do we start? Such an impressive set of work you've had from Split Enz, your solo work, and with your work with Neil in Crowded House. Do you have a favourite period of your career that you're really proud of?
No, I like all those periods, you know, have been great, right? Split Enz was, you know, a band that I formed and there'll never be, you know, it'll always be a very precious thing to me, you know, because, you only usually have one great band in you, but I was lucky enough to merge with Crowded House for a while too, so, you know, and then when I play with Neil and write songs with Neil, there's nothing better, you know, so, and then on my own as well, so, yeah, each of them has its own qualities.
Now, I dug out my old Split Enz Best Of and your solo Best Of last night to revisit some of the music, and listen to those songs, you realise why your songs mean so much to people, because you're always writing great songs. You must get asked this all the time. What's the recipe for writing an iconic song?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be going through something that's very, very real and very powerful, like emotionally in your life. I mean, you might not be right in the middle of it, but you might be coming out the other end. And so what you're going to be writing about is definitely about something, something pretty big and in your life, and that's going to connect with people. But you can't really contrive those things. You know, you can't... they just happen when they happen, and you don't even know, really. I mean, I didn't know, for example, 6 months in a Leaky Boat. I mean, that was a little tune I used to play on the piano, and one of the guys in Split Enz said, why don't you turn that into a song? And, you know, that was a very helpful nudge that came that day, but I wouldn't have guessed that would be, I'd still be playing that, you know, 30 years later. So
now, you've recorded a couple of albums with your brother Neil as the Finn Brothers. Now, you're both singer-songwriters. Who brings what to the table when you both collaborate?
Well, we both do both. I mean, we both write tunes and both write lyrics. And so, you know, it's difficult to say sometimes where the meeting point is, but we know it when we feel it. I mean, usually it's, you know, so he'll have a bit or I'll have a bit and then start playing it, and that leads to something else. It's very rare that we just kind of dream something up out of thin air, but it has happened. But usually one of us brings something to the table, and then, you know, you don't let on. Like, you just, you pretend that it's just happened, and then the other guy gets more excited that way. I mean, I'm sure that's happened, but... yeah, it's pretty inspiring. I mean, we can dig into the tide pool of memories, you know, and dredge up something that's very honest and you know, true for both of us.
Talking of memories, Tim, Split Enz, I mean, Poor Boy and I Hope I Never are probably one of my two favourite songs of Split Enz. And next month you're playing the Between the Bays Music Festival. What can we expect from your set?
Well, I've asked my band to learn both of those songs, actually. So
fantastic.
They'll probably be there, and there'll be something from Woodface, or maybe a couple from Woodface. Weather With You will probably be in there, I See Red. You know, we just kind of do a lot of well-known songs and then mix in a few that are more obscure and try and really connect up with the crowd, some of whom would have never seen me play, probably, you know.
The Between the Bays Music Festival is coming up next month in Mornington Peninsula. Now, you're joined by Aussie performers Hootie Gooz, James Rain and Troy Cassidaly. How do you find playing these festivals as opposed to your own solo gigs?
Well, it's a lot more out of your control in a festival. You know, you're not controlling the stage. I mean, the sound, you know, you don't do any sound checks. And so it's a little bit hit and miss sometimes, but that's also exciting. And you go on stage and the crowd are already up for it. You're just sort of riding a wave that somebody else has already set in motion. So, you know, it can be very exciting, and there could be, I mean, this gig coming up at Mornington, I mean, there'll be all ages, there'll be kids there sitting on their up on their dad's shoulders, and, you know, some of them will have no idea who I am, and I'll be reaching out, trying to connect, you know, and draw everybody in. So it's, they're exciting things, and you can sort of, there's no energy like it, really. It's a different thing to playing in a smaller room, Definitely.
Now, your last album, View Is Worth the Climb, came out in 2011. Now, you work with some rather impressive collaborators, including one of our vocalists here, Megan Washington. Tell us about recording that new album.
Yeah, well, I just reached out to this producer, Jakir King, who was talking Riding a Wave. I mean, he was Riding a Wave at the time. He just worked with the Kings of Leon, and so he was very in demand, and I had to wait about a year to get him, and so I was able to write a lot of songs in a very unhurried sort of way and choose musicians. Our drummer, Joey Waronker, Neil and I have both worked with him in the past, brilliant drummer, and the guitarist I always work with, Brett Adams, bass player Tony Buchan, and yeah, co-wrote a song with Megan. I don't know, just, you know, things happen naturally, and you just sort of get ideas and trust your instincts and call everybody in, and we did it all in 2 weeks, so everybody was really up for it.
Now, I spoke with both Dave Dobbin and Bit Runga last year, actually, and I asked their thoughts on the music industry today. It's so different from when you started, Tim, back in the 70s. Now, these days, it's become more about reality TV and to get your break through that. And what are your thoughts on the whole concept?
Of entertainment?
Of reality TV and getting your start through that to get into the industry.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of it for me, I mean, songs are what drew me in. And I still remember being 14 years old at boarding school and just standing stock still in the dormitory one night because I heard this song on the radio. It was actually by the Bee Gees, an early Bee Gees song called The New York Mining Disaster. And it freaked me out. Like, it changed my life, you know. And then the Beatles, and there were all these amazing songs. And a lot of it was just invisible, like coming through the radio. There was no visual. There were visual components to it, but they were much more scattered and rare, like the odd photo or a little bit of something you might see on TV one night on the news or something. But yeah, it was, a lot of it was invisible, and now it's very visible, and it's all visual, and there's a lot of distraction about it from the music. You know, the music is not necessarily the most important thing, and a lot of those reality shows, you know, if you're talking about things like X Factor and that, they're talent quests. And I like telling quests, but I like the ones where you sit up on a hill under a blanket and watch, and you know, a woman gets up and does a whistling solo, and then somebody gets up and plays a pop song, and you know, those kind of old archaic sort of, I'm nostalgic for those kind of telling quests. But these ones, it's not about songwriting, it's about singing, and you know, they're singing competitions, nothing wrong with that, but let's not fool ourselves.
Because I asked Dave last year if he's ever been approached to be a judge or mentor on one of these shows, and he basically said no way, and would rather let the music do the teaching. Is that your approach to that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was asked. I've been asked to be a judge on one of those, and I just passed. You know, it's not for me. But I just think they're fine as long as we don't fool ourselves that that's the best of what's around. You know, which not, you, we don't really. I mean, I think most people take it with a grain of salt.
Finally, Tim, we've just started the new year. What are your plans for 2013? New album, new tour?
I'm just doing these festivals, and then I'm doing a theatre show. I'm developing a theatre show in Australia, a musical. Can't say much about it, but it's a very exciting project for me. And then, you know, just writing and being a dad. Our kids are still relatively young, so there's a lot to do there, and I'm enjoying it.
Fantastic. Now, Between the Bays Music Festival is on Saturday the 23rd of February at the Mornington Peninsula. Make sure you get your tickets from Ticketmaster. Check out Tim's latest album, A View Is Worth the Climb, on iTunes or your favourite music store. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Leo. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Leo.
And good to chat to a fellow Kiwi.
Yeah, of course.
I'm actually going for my citizenship ceremony in a couple of weeks on Australia Day, so I'm going to be coming in Aussie, well, officially, but my heart's always in New Zealand.
Yeah, no, well, you can be both. The woman I'm married is Australian, and our first child was born in Australia, so we have very deep roots there, but, you know, I'm still a Kiwi, obviously, deep down.
Now, Tim, just to finish, we're going to play one of your songs. Now, I was asking around the station, what song can we play from you? And they all said, 6 months in a leaking boat. So can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, sure. Here's a song I wrote back in 1982. 81, 82. It was Split Enz recorded it, and some of you will know it. It's called 6 Months in a Leaky Boat.
Thanks so much, Mr. Tim Finn. Thank you very much.
Okay, Leo, thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.